Today is March 25th. I'm Sean Parker, and this is a daily devotional series where we read a short daily devotional every day from the book Until Today, Daily Devotions for Spiritual Growth and Peace of Mind by Eon LaVanzant. The theme of the month for March is awareness, and the quote of the month is, "Open your mind, open your eyes, open your heart. If the eyes of your mind and heart are not fully opened, there could be some love that you are not aware is present." Now let's jump into today's devotional. March 25th. I open my heart and mind to be aware I cannot hurt for someone else more than they hurt for themselves. How do you assist a wounded person when they do not realize or are not willing to admit that they are wounded? We're talking about mental, emotional, and spiritual wounds. We're talking about internal wounds that drain the life force and cripple the spirit. We are talking about wounds that you can recognize because they are so much like your own. The wounds that you are healing or have healed. The kind of wounds that at one time you were not aware of or were not willing to acknowledge. The wounds that are so fresh in your memory that you recognize them when you see them on the soul of another. You can see their pain. Sometimes you can feel their pain. You can tell that their pain is the result of suppressed anger or embedded remorse. You know they are suffering, but unfortunately, they do not agree with you or will not admit it to you. When you see a wounded person, you want to ease their pain. You do everything you know how to do, and you offer to do more. You know they will feel better if they would just open up, if they would lay their burdens down. When you point out their pain, they deny it. When you ask them about their pain, they ignore it. Your awareness of their suffering is causing you to suffer. You want to put an end to the suffering, but you just don't know what to do. Here's a suggestion. Do your very best not to push a wounded person beyond where they are willing to go. Honor their boundaries. Honor their choices. It is important to realize that your only responsibility is to trust that when they are ready to be healed, they will be healed. Until today, you may have believed it was your duty to take other people out of their misery. Just for today, be aware that every living being has the capacity to do what they need to do when they are ready to do it. Today, I am devoted to seeing everyone as capable of eliminating their own suffering. Oh yes, it is very, very difficult to watch someone suffer, especially if they're suffering from something you've been through and healed through. But we have to give people their own time and grace. So I hope this helps you as much as it helped me. Until tomorrow, peace.